Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. Our mission is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And if you are at that point in your life saying, what am I supposed to be doing? What's out there for me? If you have questions about career, love life, or what is the meaning of life, Marie and I do goddess parties. If you have 10 or more men or women, a party at your house, the host or hostess is free. And how you would go about connecting with us, you can either call Marie at 651-900, Beth at 651-900-4136, or Marie at 651-303-0555. Or you could email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We also do have a Facebook page, and we'd appreciate any and all supporters to come on and help with creating a community, especially through these trying times and energies, and just feeling supported and love and light there, no complaints. We'd absolutely love that. And if you're wanting to have individual sessions with either of us or both of us, you can connect us on those phone numbers again or that email. So I think
And you can also schedule any sessions that you want through divinegoddessradio.com. You can actually pay for them through the website, and then it will get notified, and then we can schedule the sessions with you.
And people should be having a lot of questions right now, because there's a lot of people who are feeling, you know, really disconnected and lost right now. So take advantage of that, because we are filling up fast with the goddess parties for the summer. Our weekends are filling up very, very fast. So I would suggest if you want one, and we do travel. So connect with us and just find out if you need more details, and we'll give you more details on it. So let's just jump right in.
How are you all doing out there? I know it's been, it's been an intense month. So I think it's been, a month since we've been on air, or a few weeks?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's been really intense. I mean, there's stuff going on in my personal life, and so where everything had to come to a complete halt. And now, you know, I feel like I'm crawling out of there and seeing the light myself. But the energies are supporting it. The energies are so, so intense, and they're kicking everybody's butt. And, you know, the big one, the big planet that's doing it to us right now is Mars, which is in retrograde. And it's also in the sign of Scorpio. So Mars is the planet of war.
Mm.
And with Scorpio, Scorpio is all about hidden truths, deep secrets, things coming to the surface. So I don't know if you've noticed, but there has been a lot of anger and irritability and frustration, and some people are handling it better than others, but some are just, it's leading them to a breaking and snapping point. So if you happen to encounter someone like that, just kind of step back and give them some space, because it'll pass, but it's bringing up things that need to come to the surface, and when you're not dealing with them, it hits you even harder in the face.
And those who know me just say, Beth, snap out of it, take a deep breath, and chill out. My only complaint, you guys, is the financial, which it's all of us.
If
that's my biggest complaint right now, I'm doing damn good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these energies are also making us have to go in at a deeper level of, you guys, of really looking at ourselves. It's a deeper level of self-love. It is. Because I'm hearing more people saying they want their man, they want their opposite partner, or they want their partner, not opposite, but they want their partner. Because, you know, for whatever reasons, and you have to look at, is it for the right reasons? Because they'll come when the timing is right. We're going to have them. Nobody's destined to be on their own.
No.
Unless they choose to be on their own.
And I think, you know, when you're going through these really intense energies, or you're going through intense life situations, it really brings home how you want that support, that emotional support, the physical support. And I think that's probably why it's coming up for a lot of people, that, hey, where is my man? Because I need, or woman, or whatever. But I really need that support, that emotional part of me, you know, that needs to be connected to somebody to say, hey, you know, it's okay. You know, I'm here for you. It's almost like this energy is bringing up you know, the twin flame energy has been really strong, but it's bringing up and it's pointing out that, you know what, there's something that even though we're working on ourselves and we're doing something, there's still something that has a little bit of a void that we want that complete connection. And I just think with this, it's just being all heightened.
You know, and the thing is, and everybody's talking about it, and it's things that I continue to get, you know, when I channel information, it's there are still individuals out there and a good part of the population that is still denying the divine feminine, you guys. And the divine feminine is here, but in order for her to really be present in the world, the more people as a collective consciousness open up and say yes to her, and that's about taking, you know, and it's a long definition of it, but being very responsible for you being the creator of your life, you don't even get how significant that is. And, you know, really claiming your goddess part of self, and that's men and women. The goddess energy is not just for women, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for a man who claims his goddess energy does not make you gay or bisexual. It has absolutely nothing to do with that.
Or feminine or anything.
Yeah, it doesn't. And you want to be feminine because you want the balance of the feminine and the masculine, because women are just as masculine as we are feminine,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where we're here. We are to literally balance out both energies. With that, we have harmonious energies, frequencies and vibrancies that are in us and around us, and it affects everything that we encounter, and it goes back to the collective whole. So when you look at this, you guys, as a collective whole, this is why there is still war going on. People are really, really fighting that divine feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, when we're seeing all this horrific stuff on TV, and remember, the media only portrays what they want us to be, or what they want us to be in the energy of. And a lot of it is falsehoods right now. So don't let it confuse you. Don't let it make you feel like you're going nuts. You know, turn off your TV, shut down your computer, and just really go within your heart and to be in that divine love and light so that divine feminine can continue to come into this world full force. Because the more she's coming in here, the more the ugly stuff has to be looked at and say, we're not going to sit here and allow that to be here anymore.
Right. And, you know, the ugliness is really ramping up and it's really coming up during this retrograde period. So, you know, we're also under an influence of a grand trine cross.
Oh, that's right.
A number of planets that are, you know, in alignment with each other. So, but that is supposed to be for our good. But this Mars retrograde is bringing up all the stuff underneath that needs to come up. So, you know, if everybody can band together, really embrace your goddess energy and just project as much love and light into the world, even, you know, every time there's a horrific situation, just notice how more and more people now are banding together. The world is banding together,
mm-hmm.
and really sending out those messages of love.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to continue to do that and amplify that, because that is how we suppress the dark and get rid of the dark.
You know,
it's going to come up, but it's a constant. When the dark is on its way out, it's going to come up and try to do major things in order to keep our light down. So don't let your light be dimmed.
You know, and the thing is, meditation is really good, but it's even better when you do group meditations. It's even better. So get everybody together, you guys. It doesn't take much to just, it's free to go outside, seriously. Go to a park, have a meetup there. Ask everybody just to come there. Put on your Facebook, this is what's going to go on at this time on this day. Do it. And then your intent is that you're going to bring peace and love into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go about, you can have somebody lead in, or everybody's going to sit in silence for the next 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the intent is that all you're going to do is radiate love to the earth.
Yep.
So it's, I mean, meditation and group meditation, it's that simple, you guys. You don't have to specifically know what to do other than what your intent is. So
mm-hmm.
if your intent is to bring more peace in the world, let that be the intent. But that needs to be done more, because you have no idea how much and what that does for everything and everyone.
Absolutely.
Fabulous. So when you're going, I don't know what I can do, that's what you can do.
Yeah.
Very easy, and it doesn't cost anybody a doggone thing.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you know what? Do we need to say anything more? Is there anything else that we should let people know?
Just really, 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 really hang in there and be gentle with yourself. I, for one, I notice when I go for walks, deer will show up. And I was walking the other night, and I just stopped on the sidewalk, and this deer looked up, and she was a ways, but, God, she just locked eyes with me. And the message was just be gentle with yourself through this harsh energy. Pamper yourself as much as possible. Take a moment for yourself. Breathe. You know, drink lots of water. And just know that this will pass and, you know, that you're going to get through it.
You know, and sometimes all you have to do is be reminded. The other day, this weekend was a fabulous weekend for me. So I'm not feeling everything like Maria's, but when I have my days, let me tell you. But I forgot I need to get into the habit of doing my crystal grids on my body again. And it's like, oh, my God, that just amped up my energies. So buy a bunch of crystals, and I'm rose quartz. I lay that all over the place, and I sit in it, and I have it laying on top of me, completely shifted me. So that's something you can do, and take salt baths, sea salt baths. So those are things that you can pamper yourself with to where it's literally just about you.
Mm-hmm.
But you also should be able to do it for yourself too.
That's right.
Or you can go get your nails done, this and that and everything else, but it's about what can you do for yourself. So anyway, we're going to go on to our Is that enough? Can we go on to our phone?
Yep.
Okay. We're going to take our first phone call. Well, hello. Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Yvette from California.
Well, welcome. What can we do for you?
Great. Is it okay to ask for a general?
You betcha.
Great.
General, what does Spirit have to say and announce? Well, Nancy, first I want to recognize your energy is absolutely beautiful, so I can tell that you're working really hard and diligent on keeping yourself in the love and the light. So just so you know that it's very much appreciated. So if you're going, does anybody even notice what I'm doing here? I notice, and you are feeling fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah,
awesome. You are.
You really are radiating a lot of the divine feminine.
Oh.
It's just literally coming straight up through your crown chakra and just radiating around
you. You guys are so right.
You know what? And I see this beautiful pink around you. It's a soft, gentle pink. So just so you know, that's what your aura is radiating out into the world. It is. So it's very important that you hear that message because it is making a difference with everybody that you're connecting with and interacting with throughout the day, everywhere that you go, even if it's to the grocery store. You have a phenomenal effect on people. You're a facilitator of love, just in case nobody's ever told you that. That's a very big, big, big deal. You hold that space of love when people can't be in that space.
Yeah, you have a, right now you've got a huge, all I keep seeing is divine feminine goddess, and she's right over you. And she's not exactly Egyptian, but she's wearing this beautiful, like, headdress thing that comes down on her forehead. And, like, kind of a column-like dress, and she's huge, and she is really, really, she's just over you, and she's really helping bring all of that up for you. So she's working with you very closely.
You are point, like 110%.
And you know what? Within the next week, you're going to have this surge of really creative energy that you've never had before. So be very, very open to it and just get out of the way and create, express yourself creatively the way you're going to be. So if there's things that you've never tried before, you're guided to be able to show up in the world that way.
Yeah, and she's actually talking, and what she's saying is one of your purposes, okay, this is really interesting, is to talk to women about cycles and fertility. So she she says you have a very strong message and a very strong guidance for that, to be able to get it that message out to other women.
And it's not just menstrual cycles, just so you know.
Okay.
We operate on cycles, just like the earth. Nature operates on winter, spring, summer, fall. So do humans. So that might be an area that you're going to start studying more so you fully understand it.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
I mean, you guys are absolutely unequivocally her size. I mean, I'm doing some pretty cool work, and definitely you just nailed a lot of it. I would like to know about love.
I knew she was going to ask about love.
Of course you did, because I feel so abundant in love. And, you know, there is a guy in my space. I think, I mean, he has, he's working through his own personal stuff, and we haven't really connected, like go out on a date or anything, but we chat here and there. I'm not putting the eggs in one basket. I'm just allowing God to bring me the right man.
Let's see. Hold on, I gotta fix that phone here. There, try that. Okay.
Okay, now I can hear. I'm like, what is she saying?
Okay, so there's a guy in your space, but you don't want to put all your eggs into one basket, correct?
I mean, I know we like each other. His name is Ed. And
yeah.
I know we like each other. I think he's coming out of his shell. Like, he's been coming back and forth. Like, just in general, just hanging out and talking. And then
okay.
Back over,
you're a goddess. What she's saying is you are way beyond Ed, if that makes sense.
Yes, way beyond.
Wow.
Yeah. You're way beyond Ed, and she said, she's saying, you're still in your process of growing and creating and really fine-tuning your life purpose and who you are. So that has to be done first, but the person coming to you is going to be he's going to be a huge energetic vibration that's going to be on par with you.
Wow.
He's
yeah.
tall and has dark hair. It almost looks black.
Okay.
And
wow. I mean,
about 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months,
yep.
Because
okay.
you're fine tuning right now.
You're fine tuning.
And with your energy, so with her energy and the divine feminine energy so huge around you, that's your got to get that finished, completed before you can move on to.
Girl, you are on a beautiful track. Oh my God,
oh,
I'm just like sitting here. I'm relishing in your energy as we're saying.
I'm
just like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. Thank
You're
you.
So confirming for me. I can't even tell you how healing that is. That is so amazing. Thank you.
Well, you're amazing.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're amazing.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I appreciate the work that you do. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm gonna keep track of you. I'm just for you on Facebook. Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Oh, all
right, bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
All right, next caller. Hello, welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nia, and I'm calling from Florida.
Nia from Florida. What can we do for you, Nia?
I put in applications for a full-time job, and I haven't heard back. I'd like to know if they're going to call me or anytime soon, or will I be working full-time soon?
It feels like they're going to be calling you. You're going to hear something within the next 2 weeks, and yes, they're going to be calling you. That was a yes right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think
I
should
everything
follow
like right
up
now?
On my...
Oh, go ahead.
Do you think I should follow up on my application?
I'm hearing yes with that also. I'm hearing yes with that also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, just don't let go of the worry, because right now what I'm seeing is it's a universal vortex kind of thing where everything is kind of, you know, spinning in kind of a stuck place. But that vortex is going to open, and psh, it'll start to open up. So just keep visualizing the job that you want, and keep visualizing that you have it, and things will start moving forward very quickly.
Yes. Well, in the meantime, I'm putting out more applications for other jobs too.
Yep. But just be very, very clear on what it is that you want, and if there's one job in particular that you really want, visualize yourself already having it.
Yes. Right.
Don't worry. Just like Marie says, don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. That's the message that you need to walk away with. You're going to be fine and everything's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
So let go of the anxiety with that.
Mm-hmm.
Know that the universe has your back. Okay?
Okay. Great.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, next caller. I was going to say it's taken a while for, okay. Hi, welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Deja. I'm calling from Texas.
Deja from Texas.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I was about to apply for a job, and I just wanted to know if you see me getting a job before the end of this month. Not just limited to this job that I'm going to apply for, but just any job that you see coming through before the end of this month for me.
Are you in some kind of hospitality business?
No.
Okay.
I seriously got the same thing.
Because what I just heard is your talent is in the hospitality business.
Okay.
Have you ever considered that? You know, like hotels, banquet centers, that kind of thing?
Not really. Right now I'm going to college for media production, for film.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah, because something that, you know, that will... job-wise, that can help you pay the bills, but it will also be fun, is they keep showing me that your talent is in hospitality because you know how to connect with people.
Uh-huh.
And so that would be a very fun job for you, and
yes.
It would be easy for you to get.
Yep. And there's going to be a connection that you have with somebody. All it takes is one person to change your life. Just
mm-hmm.
remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But you will flourish
right.
in this. So be open to it and start looking at applications that way.
Yeah.
And you're going to get something right away.
Okay.
But
so
keep an open mind
to
it. Don't say no to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So do you guys see me getting a job before the end of this month?
I just heard the next 3 weeks, but you have to go in and focus your change your search and start pulling up those kind of, you know, look around and open up your search to jobs and then start putting the applications in. But I heard 3 weeks.
I'm seeing and hearing the number 48, so I don't know if that's 48 hours, you know, or if that's 48 days. But you can always, the sooner you get on this and start putting applications out, but you're going to get something right away. So be excited about it, though. Be excited about it. Don't go, God, I don't want to do it. Look at the opportunities of all the people and the different personalities you're going to be able to interact with like you would in media.
Mm-hmm.
And all it takes is one person, like I said, to be able to change your life and get you on the track that you really want to be on.
Okay. That's really exciting. All right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's a plus.
Well, have fun with it.
Yes, have fun. Thank you, sir, for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You. Hey, I have an email question.
Okay.
So before we get to the next caller.
Okay.
Okay, so this email is from Christine, and she and her husband are looking for what is in their best interest regarding their next home. Should they build, when and where?
You know what I heard, honestly? I heard no, not right now. Timing isn't right.
Yeah, I'm also picking up that not to move yet either.
Yep.
There's some stuff going on with both of you where if you were to move now, that would not be resolved. There's some, and it has a lot to do with energetics.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really the best time for you guys to make that move.
Mm-mm.
Let's see. There's still some stuff that has to be finished.
That you have to finish up in that house.
Yep.
And you guys
house.
Just look at the house. Here's a good way of doing it. Not to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Look at the house that you're having issues with, and it feels like there's a house that you're having issues with, a room, and look at the spiritual meaning of what that room is, because bathrooms represent certain things, kitchens represent. So the sooner that you can look at that and really look at what it represents internally within you guys, then you'll be able to get through it a lot quicker. But there's a connection because everything has energy, and this house is representing what you guys are both needing to look at a deeper level.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like it's going to last forever.
No,
seriously.
No. I'm hearing it's if you really work on it, if you just kind of ignore it, it could take up to a year.
Uh-huh.
But if you really start working on it, look at the connections and the ties
yep.
to the house and that land that you're currently in.
Yes.
Because there's something, and it's feeling like past life stuff too. That's holding you and needs to be finished and resolved. So really go in and look at what that is so that you can be finished with that connection.
So if an example is, I don't know why this is coming up, living room, so it's the way you're presenting yourself in the world. Are you living your authentic, are you being your authentic self? Are you speaking your divine truth? There's our truth and then there's the divine truth.
Mm-hmm.
So are you in connection with source, God, creator, whoever you believe in, or are you in connection with ego? So you have to look at what's driving your source. Is it heart or mind? And that's what it feels like, and you both need to look at it.
And there's also there's also current life connection there having to do with kids as well. So really finishing up on closing out those memories and connections in relation to children before you're able to really, really let go and then move on to your next place. So anyway, hope that helps. Thank you so much for emailing us.
Thank you. Good luck to you guys. Here's our next call. Thank you for calling in Divine Goddess Radio. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm calling from Florida. And
I'd like to know
when you see a job coming in. I've gone to temp agencies and I've been out of work for a few months and my unemployment's ending, you know, in a couple of weeks. So I'm kind of really nervous here.
So have you applied, did you say, to other places?
Oh, several. I mean, like okay. I get one or two interviews every week. I apply to temp agencies as well as just other jobs online.
So what's going on with your interviews? If you're interviewing a couple times, are you not feeling a connection, or is the
well, the fact is, I've been so long at my permanent jobs that I've just been temping the last couple of years, and I don't know if they question it. I don't know if I should delete the last temp agency from my that I worked at because I wasn't hired through them, and they hired somebody else, I guess, permanently. At the same company when I was the reliable one, you know, I guess I think somebody wanted my job because they didn't want to go to the phones. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I should delete them as a reference. I mean, what's your feeling about this? Because I never miss a day. I do my job really well. My last job permanent was 8 years and the one before that was 6 years. So I never had a problem keeping a job. Unfortunately, a few of the temp agencies I've been affiliated with, they closed in 2014, you know, so and one of them relocated to a different, you know, city here that I had written today. I went on an interview and then, you know, that I found online earlier. So I don't know if it's lack of references lately because, you know, they want a reference and some of the places, you know, they're not there anymore. And the other one, the last job, I was only there for 4 months and they picked another gal to hire and not me. So, I mean, what do you think?
Let's see.
I'm hearing still use them as references because they're going to be able to sit here and validate the ones that are there,
One thing that I'm hearing for you, though, when you go in and talk about the interview and if they may ask you about the temporary position and why you did temporary, to really promote it as being a useful tool for you to expand on your knowledge and expertise.
Yes, I said I utilize my skills and ability in different corporations and companies. That's what I generally say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the job market was better years ago, but do you see if I'm going to connect with any of them anytime soon? Because I'm freaking out my unemployment's ending in 2 weeks.
Are you just applying for anything and everything?
No, what I'm suitable for, any kind of admin clerical position, bookkeeping, any kind of position like that. Because I have a degree in business.
I'm hearing there's a permanent position that you will end up in a permanent position. And it's not going to be through a temp agency. It's going to be one of those that you actually apply for and you get interviewed and hired on.
That happened to me years ago at a Monster. I used them and got my job of 8 years. Unfortunately, you know, there were layoffs. My position was rescinded because the company downsized and budget cuts, and they closed one of the offices, and it was horrible. And ever since that, you know, it's been hard. But you said I'm going to get something from basically.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm hearing that you're going to end up, you will have a permanent job, not through a temp agency. It's something that you're going to apply for. Have you tried Indeed.com?
Yes, I went on that too.
Okay.
I go on that. I go on Career Builders. I go on Monster. I go on all three of them.
Okay, because I'm hearing
so
that
the
Indeed, Indeed is the one that's going to work out better for you.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. But even before, we'll have a stepping stone, something that's going to even.
I'm also hearing LinkedIn. I'm also hearing LinkedIn with you.
Well, I don't really do that because I don't have much of a job within the last couple of years. I don't have much to say about myself. That's the only problem. It's funny, a friend of mine got a job when she was interviewing somewhere, and she went across the street and just randomly gave out a resume, and she was...
Yeah, just like Marie said, it feels like there's going to be... I'm feeling something's coming in within the next 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. But you don't think it's bad if I use that same place on my inner... You know,
no.
It's not
bad
to use them as a reference?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't use them today as a reference because when I wasn't getting accepted all the time, I just deleted them. You know, I didn't know what to do because I had called them up and said, you know, I was a diligent worker and I don't know why. And they said they do send my resume, but the company selects who to interview. And, you know, I guess when the other job was temp, they kept the other longer than me. And I know the one of the gals wanted my position because she didn't want to go to phones. And it's kind of sad because I'd never backstab anybody. You know,
yeah.
I'm a good, honest worker, and it kind of hurts you. You know, it kind of hurts me that here I'm good and I'm ethical and do my job. And never took a day off, never late, and somebody that isn't consistent calls in, and she's there. And I'm thinking, you know, that's horrible. You know, it just makes me feel like I have real trust issues.
Now, here's my advice towards you, because your energy is, and this is not an insult, this is just an awareness for you. It's very intense and it's very heavy. So go outside, let go of your worry. Let go of, because that worry can put us in a desperation, and then you can start attracting more of that. Trust that you are really good at what you do. It doesn't matter what the experiences are, you're still a good person. Now, whether or not other people see that, then that's not what you're supposed to be a part of. But there's going to be something. So you can allow the shifting to happen so this job can come to you within the next 3 weeks.
But you want to hear something?
Trust.
Me and my brother don't... As a result, because my brother acts like, well, women in their 40s, there's like we're limited on what we can attract as guys and as jobs. There's limits.
That's an old belief.
I feel so horrible. I felt so horrible that basically he's saying I'm not a commodity.
No.
Oh, you are, sweetheart. You are.
All you have to do is turn around and look at him and say, yes, I am a commodity. And I know who I am, and I have a lot to offer.
You do.
You have to just shift. You have to shift shift your perception of yourself, and see yourself as a very worthy and capable
and deserving
person, and deserving person who has a lot to contribute.
You do. You do.
Yeah, I know I do. And you know, the temp agencies now, it's not like it used to be because most people are working, and a lot of major corporations, it's cheaper for them to do Indeed than hire a temp, because a lot of companies, some of them don't want to pay benefits as well as paying a temp agency a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But things are going to work out for you, Stacey. They are going to work out. Just trust it. So go into your heart and just know that your situation isn't going to remain the same and that even greater things are coming to you now.
And also go in and forgive all the other people who you feel got the job because they didn't deserve it, but you have to go in and forgive and forget about that because that was their path.
Yep.
And your path is something different.
Yeah. Yep. This one was so close. Do you see the job being close or far from me that I'm going to, you know, land for permanent? Do you think it's going to be close or far?
Close. Yep, no, close. It'll be close. It'll be close.
What's your definition of close?
Within 15 miles.
Oh, that is close. That's what I call close because, you know, I don't like traffic, and that to me is reasonable. That is reasonable. The other thing was like not even five minutes away, but I guess everything happens for a reason. You know, I went to school. I took legal. I got a degree in business administration. I was working also for a paralegal assisting him. I love that job, but unfortunately, I found it from my mom's accountant's office, but unfortunately, this guy didn't pay the rent in the office, so they kind of kicked him out.
Hey, Stacey, I absolutely love that you're sharing this with us, but we do have a lot of callers, and just stay in that positivity, and you are going to get this job.
Oh, thank you, because
thank
I felt, you know, my, you know, my esteem, you know, when you're not working, it makes you feel,
I know.
But you know what?
But
years
you're a wonderful
ago,
person. Remember that. You're a wonderful person. So don't focus on the past. Look at the present moment,
Thank you. I'll let you ladies know. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Stacey.
Thank you, Stacey.
Continue being awesome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, next caller. Thank you for calling into Divine Goddess Radio. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio. Oh, I went through the same thing the last caller went through. I know how it feels. I've been there, done that.
And I get it, and it's scary.
And frustrating.
I know it
and
is. That's why I feel for her, and I'm sorry. I know.
What can we do
but
for you?
My
What's
question?
Your question?
I know. Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry, Karen.
This following Thursday, I had a meeting after work. His name is John. Okay. And is it going to go through or not? Yes or no? Will I hear from him this week?
And this is for work, you said, or for a date?
No, it's for work. I do have a
for
job.
Work?
I got a job, but this... Yes, he called. I'm getting all these other offers, and I just started a new job about 6 weeks ago, but I'm still getting offers, and this job was so good. I just went on the interview. Do you know what I'm saying? To see?
Okay, so John. Okay, I'm hearing with that job, though, there's some delays going on with that, so it might not be for maybe a few weeks before you hear back from him. There's something else going on in the background.
Oh, because he said they wanted to make a decision this week.
Yeah, there's something else that has either popped up or is popping up that's just going to push it off a little bit.
Yep, that's what I'm getting as well. But you will
definitely hear from
him. You will definitely hear from him, though.
Okay, just not
this
week, huh?
Just not as soon as you think.
Okay, you guys both got the same thing? Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it can be like higher ups that are, you know, who knows what's going on. There's just 1 minute things can be fine and the next things can be blowing up. So things have to be resolved on that end. But you will be hearing. It just won't be as soon as you think it will be.
Yeah. Cause I'm
okay, anything else?
Turmoil in the background is what I'm hearing.
Okay, any other messages?
Other than just keep being you and stay positive.
Thank you.
All righty.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, next caller. Thank you for calling in. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Valerie, calling from Virginia.
Hello, Valerie.
What can we do for you?
I'm moving, but I'm wondering, do you see me kind of somehow getting a job before I go just to make some money, or should I just wait until I move there, get on the other side?
I'm hearing wait until you move there.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. You have a lot of stuff to finish tying up and finishing and completing, which you need to do before you move.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And girl, you are, like, your energy is really good right now, too, so you're really positive. So stay in that, stay in that,
yes,
stay positive.
Yes, I feel it. Yes, 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 I feel it.
You're on track, girl,
sure
you're
have.
On track. So
yeah.
Things are just going to bam, bam, bam for you out of nowhere, just so you know. Great things are coming.
Okay.
So finish all your ties.
Yep.
Finish your ties and connections and say your goodbyes and use this time to really leave everything in the past as you move forward onto
say toodaloo.
Yep, onto your next path.
Yep.
Okay, got you, got you. All right, well,
yeah.
Thank you so much. You guys stay blessed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in.
Yep. Bye-bye.
No problem.
Fabulous caller. Okay, next one. Hello, thank you for calling in. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, Sherry in Texas.
Sherry in Texas. How are you doing, Sherry?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
Great, I love it. So what's your question, Sherry?
I've got three or four different little business ventures and works that I'm working on right now in my life, and I wanted to see which one or do you see any of them kind of taking off. And by that, I'm meaning my teaching. I'm teaching some separate classes and art. I've got some art that I'm putting out in the world.
Art is going to be a very, very big deal for you. Very big
okay.
deal.
It feels
I see
like
that one
me.
More prominent over the teaching, to be honest, right at the moment.
Well, actually, the art is going to lead to more teaching. So your art
okay.
is like at the top of the pyramid, and then everything else will fall under that.
Okay. So the healing practice and the Reiki
mm-hmm.
and all that will fall
mm-hmm.
under the art.
Sherry, you're another one, just in case you needed to know where your energy is at. You are feeling fabulous.
Yes, I am.
Keep doing what
I'm
you're
loving
doing.
Loving life right now. Okay.
Good.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Girl, rock it. Rock
it. Do you see a move? Does any of this lead to a move or just local here?
Actually, you're actually needed where you are right now.
Okay.
It's going to go global. It feels like you're going to stay where you're at, but it will be going global in the long run.
Yeah.
Is there a mate here locally? That's been kind of an issue.
Thinking
that perhaps maybe I should move due to my orientation to somewhere a little more hospitable.
Your guys are saying you are clearly needed to where you are right now because you are a messenger of sorts to really project who you are and that it's okay to be who you are and that it's okay for others to be who they are, but you're part of your art actually will be expressing that, and that's what is needed in your area right now.
Sherry, do you have a website?
I do.
It feels like somebody's going to be connecting with you. A mate will get to know you through a website, through your website. So,
okay.
And it feels like something's going to happen within the next 1 to 2 months.
Okay. I'll keep my eye
but
out
But your
for
mate
that.
Is
that
going to find you. It's that your mate will be coming towards you, just so you know. It's not going to be as
Perfect.
Hard as you think it is.
Perfect. Okay. I appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. All right. Next phone call. Thank you for calling in. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tina calling. I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago.
Hello.
How are you doing and what can we do for you?
I'm doing good. I just had a question about my roommate. My roommate, because she may be moving out end of July, moving in with her boyfriend. And I was wondering when I was going to find somebody new and if her move is going to, if she's really going to move out.
So your roommate is going to be, is moving out because
she's
moving
she said she's
her boyfriend?
Moving. Yeah, she said she may be moving forward with her boyfriend and moving out. But then when I told her I had to put the ad out, she's like, well, it has to be true the first. She's not. Like, I have to give her enough time And I said, okay. So I wanted to know if someone new is coming in.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, the money's going to be there. Money's going to be there. And you have a new person coming in.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm hearing you're going to get a roommate who's going to be way more compatible with you.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you know when?
I'm hearing 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm hearing 30 days.
Because I heard before the end of July.
Yep.
Okay.
So it'll be before the end of July. You know what? It almost feels like it might be, so be open to a possible male.
There was a male guy who, I just posted an ad and then somebody was interested, but I'm only looking for a female. He's actually gay. But I'm actually looking for a female.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not picking up on whether all I picked up was on the fact that actually I did pick up that it was a female. That, but you guys are going to be so compatible, and you are going to become very good friends.
Okay.
And very, very easy to live with.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm actually picking up, like, sister energy between you two.
Okay.
I'm getting male, so it could be that she has more masculine energy.
Maybe she
energy.
Has more masculine more, energy.
She might have more masculine energy.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with being wrong, just so you know.
Okay.
So whatever for your highest and greatest good, but you're going to get along very well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds
all
really
right,
great.
Dana. Thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, next phone call.
Hi,
ladies. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Eileen and I'm from the sunny Florida, hot Florida.
What?
Yes!
Yay!
So,
how are you doing, Eileen?
I'm doing much better now. Things are
good.
Just in the flow. God's with me. My angels are with me. The universe is creating all these wonderful things around me and I have, I'm an artist, and I have a big show this weekend. I'm praying it's going to be big, but I just feel that it's going to give me some really important connections, and I want to know, do you sense, do you feel that, see that, like a man coming in to help me expand and move forward and love and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be the exposure that you need, Eileen, to get you on the next path. It's going to be big, 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 big.
Okay, I have this beautiful oil painting. It's 28 inches tall and it's 60 inches wide. You think I should bring that?
Yes.
Okay, because nobody really knows I do
that,
oils.
Yep. Your make it at your focal point and then arrange everything around it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so
and then I have beautiful, fabulous watercolors. And that last lady that you were talking about, I thought you were reading me because, I do a combination of spiritual teaching and healing and painting and traveling around the world, and now I'm just awaiting my mate.
Oh, fabulous. Your energy is beautiful, too. God, we've had great phone calls.
We've had great phone calls, and it's interesting how that, again, that twin flame waiting for the mate, we're all ready for it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just
so
waiting.
Do you think something is going to show up at the show?
Oh, yes. Not something.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
The right one, because I sewed two new outfits for me, too. I have to make another new dress. I'm going to go make another new dress. Because it's right on the beach in the Keys, you know, down in the Florida Keys.
Nice. This gallery is going to be a big deal for you.
What gallery?
I just heard
there's no gallery.
Wear blue.
That's what I made. It's an aqua dress, and then I'm going to make a blue dress.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
With tropical plants
blue.
All over.
Mm-hmm.
But what gallery?
Then it's turning into a gallery because the word gallery came out of my mouth. So there's a gallery proposal that will be coming towards you.
Okay.
For your
will
artwork
I come
to
home
be
with
on.
Money? Will I come home with money? Because it seems
I'm
spending more.
Yes, you will. It may not be to the extent, the amount that you're wanting, but yes, you will be coming home with money. But more important, it's going to be really important connections that you have.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Can I ask one question about my belly? I think I ate black pepper because I have the worst stomach ache, and I just took this medicine the doctor told me to take. Why do I have a stomach ache?
Do you have peppermint oil?
I do.
Rub some peppermint oil on your belly.
Yeah, I'm into homeopathic. I'm like a naturalist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, rub the peppermint oil on your belly.
And what about the beans?
It also feels like there's a little bit of energy on the outside of it, and it's about being in your power, remain in your power.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that's taking you a little off. You're not that far off from it. Just let it go. Shake it off. Shake it off.
Shake it off. Shake it off. Okay, I'm shaking
it off.
Yep.
And this weekend is really big, though, for you because, and that kind of relates to your solar plexus being off because it's about you being feeling visible.
Yep.
So this weekend is about you being seen.
It's a big deal,
mm-hmm.
Eileen. This is a big deal this weekend.
Okay. All right, because I feel I have my pendulum here, and it keeps swinging way the heck out there and saying, yes, 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 yes.
Yes. Yes. It's going to be fabulous, so we'll keep you out there and hold the space for you. So just be there and be the exuberant light that you are.
But also allow yourself to be seen and make the declaration, though, I am ready to be seen.
Okay.
That's
my planets have crossed across the descendant. Everything is coming up ahead, you know, on top now. Saturn moved into my seventh. So my next 14 years are going to be very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is.
I just hope I'm still on the planet for 14 more years.
God, it's just great having somebody call in who gets it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Your guides just said you're not going anywhere. So.
No, you're here. Your art is gonna be stepping up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
It's really vital that your artwork gets out there, just so you know. So your guides are working. They're working.
I would
here.
Love to show you what I do.
Are you using sacred geometry in your artwork? Are you incorporating that?
I use the earth spirits.
Okay.
Yes, I should say yes because. My friends pointed out, my spiritual friends, they go, look, you always paint three. You know, you have three houses and three boats, and now I'm doing fives, and now I'm doing fours, and I just did one of this water on the fishing boats coming, the water coming into the fishing boats on the beach, on the point, and everybody's freaking out because they said, you never painted water like that before. And God told me that morning, just go to the beach and stand there in the water and look at it, and take a picture of it and use that for your painting.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and bam, it started getting hits. So
you have
that's my new piece.
Do you have a picture that you'd be able to take and then send it to Divine Goddess Radio?
Yeah, I'm going to write
down. DivineGoddessRadio@gmail.com, and then we'll delete it just so Marie and I can see your artwork.
Okay, wait, Divine Goddess dot?
Yeah, DivineGoddessRadio@gmail.com.
Divine Goddess
Radio.
Radio.
At gmail.com.
Okay. I'll send you my email, my website. You could see my work
cool.
there. But I'm going to upload this new painting that I just finished.
Because I appreciate art, so I'd love to see what you do.
And which lady are you?
Oh, pardon
Beth.
Me. This is Beth.
Beth, okay.
Yeah.
And tell me the other one, your other name.
Marie.
Marie, okay. So are you both, this is your radio show?
Correct, yes.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you, ladies. And I'm going
to
calm my
you.
Belly with my
Good
peppermint oil.
You.
I am, and God loves you, too.
Oh, thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, so far I'm loving this show, people. Loving it. Love our callers. Here is another call. Hi. Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Chelsea. I'm calling from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Chelsea, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you both?
We're good.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
What can we do for
I
you?
I had readings with both of you and one together, and you guys are amazing. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. How's it going, Chelsea?
It's good. I was just wondering, lately, like, I've had, like, a kind of a strange year with, like, a lot of changes, a lot of people passing and things going on in my family and stuff. And I was wondering if you see that kind of period of transition and loss kind of shifting soon.
Okay.
A lot of people passing. You're wanting to know if it's going to be shifting soon? Is that what the question is? I'm sorry?
Yeah, it has been like a weird year. Like a lot of like, I've never lost anyone, and then four people died this year. My parents were going through a lot of trouble, and it's just been this kind of a strange year, and I'm wondering if you see like a shift to a more positive year coming.
Well, today, I mean, this is a completion year. It's a 9 year. So there are a lot of people that are, you know, finishing up their soul contracts. And with all the really intense energies, people who are just saying that they're not going to do their work because they're tired, they tend to be the ones leaving. So it is a year of completion, so we were all expecting that a lot of people would transition this year.
Yes.
And the changes go with it, too. Yeah.
So it's hard to determine because it can be a person who's sitting here consciously saying, I'm going to stay here. But on a soul level, the soul's going, I'm done with my work. We're going on because I'm moving on to something else.
Yeah.
You know? So that
print, you know.
I had a friend that he committed suicide on my 30th birthday.
Oh.
Just like a month.
But, you know, that had nothing to do with you.
Yeah, oh, I know.
It's still hard, and it's
hard.
Still sucks.
Yeah, because it happened on your birthday.
It's such a, it's like Marie and I can't answer this one because we have no control over free will.
Yeah.
And it's all about as you're experiencing some of these losses, which are shifts and changes, it's opportunities for how you're going to be able to transition through them as well. None of us are guaranteed to stay in this world in physical form forever, and we never know.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where the saying of, you know, love each other, you know, to the utmost that you can, because you never know if you're going to see the person another day. So it's like it's a perfect opportunity to really reevaluate how you're living your life, how you're showing up in your life, and what are your interactions and your relationships with yourself and with others. And, you know, to continue to show up to be the best that you can be. And just really love people who are really having a hard time right now. You know, and that means yourself as well, Kelsey.
Right, and don't hold yourself responsible for any of it. There's a part of you that somehow is feeling like, could I have done something or did I not do something? But remember, this is their life path. All you can do is say, okay, what is the greatest thing that I learned from all of these people? What did they teach me? And take that and incorporate that into your daily living.
And then do an individual celebration of life for them, because you'll be able. That will help you with the ease of it.
Mm-hmm.
The ease of it.
Thank you.
You're
going to
look at all the
that.
Positives of what you learned from them, and that will be how you're going to remember them.
And
thank
interestingly
you.
Enough, there's something that. Each of these people, there's something that they have taught you that is going to live on through you. So just maybe sit down and journal and say, what did this person teach me? Because that message is coming up very strong for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And it will get
you're
easier,
welcome.
Kelsey.
It will get easier.
It will get easier.
You know, and you're feeling the energies too. You're really feeling these intense energies. And just try to keep yourself as positive as possible. Change is really hard. This is a change year.
Yeah.
Beth and I keep seeing 555 until I have to yell in the air going, stop, stop.
Five,
this
like
change better be positive.
Number.
So we just have to, we just have to keep positive as much as we can.
Yeah,
and just remember
I just feel like I'm very up and I'm very down, and it's like I can't stay balanced in one
place. Yep. Yep. You're going through what we're all going
through.
We're all going through.
You feel like you're bipolar.
Yeah.
You feel like you're bipolar.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes I feel
but just
like
so you know, it's the energies.
I was, like, really balanced for, like, 3 years before this, and I felt, like, up, down, like a yo-yo. Like, I'm just like, okay, enough.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're in the downs, try to keep yourself back up with humor. That's basically what we have to do, because otherwise, you know, you just got to pull yourself out of it the best way that you can.
Love to your fullest, and then
include
yourself, and you will get through this. But remember, you have no attachments to anything or anyone. When somebody chooses to leave, they leave, and you're going to continue to stay in that love. Again, it doesn't mean you're not going to have those human feelings of sadness and that, but just don't stay in it if you don't have to.
Right.
Yeah.
So do something beautiful.
Exactly.
Celebrate their life. What did you learn from them? So turn it into a positive thing. All right?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you so much, Chelsea. Have a
great
day. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you to all the callers.
Yes.
Our time is ending and the show will shut off on us. So if we didn't get to, we apologize. We'll be back on.
Oh, we'll be back in a few weeks. We're back with a speaker next week. So everybody, love and light. And thank you all for calling in. We really appreciate you.
And just breathe.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.